On Cornell University Week, to solve any energy crisis we may encounter, waste not, want not. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Deebanjan Chowdhury, assistant professor of physics, determines how to stop energy waste in the future.
Imagine a world without an energy crisis, where limitless, clean, and inexpensive energy is available for all. One big challenge in realizing this dream is the loss of electricity during transmission from power plants to our homes. Scientists and engineers are trying hard to minimize this loss of energy. One approach uses a special class of materials known as high-temperature superconductors. Superconductivity is a real-world manifestation of quantum mechanics. This phenomenon arises when trillions of electrons come together, almost like a dance, resulting in a flow of electricity without any loss. However, all known superconductors can only operate at extremely cold temperatures. Even the highest temperature superconductor has to be kept at minus 220 degrees Fahrenheit. The most famous high-temperature superconductors belong to a family of compounds known as cuprates. In spite of decades of research, the microscopic reasons for why and how superconductivity emerges in cuprates remains largely unclear. We do know that when heated to higher temperatures, these materials lose their superconductivity, become metallic, and start showing other surprising properties. The strangest feature in this metallic state is that regardless of which compound one looks at, the characteristic rate of electron collisions is universal and not governed by any property tied to the chemical composition of the material. This suggests that there is possibly a deeper connection between the strange metallic behavior and high-temperature superconductivity. There are futuristic power plants where cuprate wires are being used in critical components. It's essential for theoretical physicists like me to keep working to understand the properties of strange metals, as these could hold the key to using superconductivity at much higher temperatures and could solve the problem of electricity loss in the future.
That was Deebanjan Chowdhury of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.